Hello and welcome back to the Rugby Rundown, and we are here. Finally, Major League Rugby, it's week one, we're kicking off, and how good, because this is our kickoff show on the Rugby Rundown. Of course, myself, Will Hooley, joined by Alex Corbusiero. Corbs, pre-season's over now, mate. I know as a coach of San Diego Legion, there's been a few rough results going around the league. Dallas beating Free Jacks, taking a little bit of a thumping San Diego and Utah, but it's over now. Put it to bed.
Time flies when you're having fun. I think preseason, it comes and goes quick in the MLR. Obviously, 5 weeks or so of prep. It wasn't exactly the result I would have wanted on the weekend for San Diego Legion. But at the same time, looking forward to the season now and got a very, very tough opening game on our hands. So that's where my mind is now.
And move on.
Yeah, honestly, onwards we march. It's kind of the mantra for me.
I'm sure there'll be a few teams who will be, very happy with their preseason, and others will just want to see the back of it, maybe getting into it. As we get into this show, a very, very special show. So much coming up for everything that's involved. It's previewing round one, of course, all those games, getting our point of view and how those teams sit, maybe some key players to watch out for. This show is absolutely for you, the fans. So sit back, get strapped in. Let's get to it with round one preview of MLR. Now, talking of fans getting involved, it's for us to get involved now on the previews of round one. And that first game, coming to you on Saturday, it's Nola Gold versus Old Glory DC. Now, Corbs, I'm going to start with Nola Gold because this is a team which I feel have recruited well, but they've never really, in my opinion, hit their sort of potential. Very difficult place to go, difficult place to play, particularly in the heat. But I'm really excited by Ed Feeder. The fact that they brought him in as a finisher, I think could be exceptional for them. They've got to have the platform to be able to give him the ball. But then also the new head coach, Corey Brown, the New Zealander coming in, plenty of experience in Japan and also internationally, Georgia, helping them to a few big wins. So Nola, they need to start well. Got a brilliant finisher, some other couple of big signings, and the new head coach. I don't know, though. DC Glory, what do you think?
I think Old Glory DC are a team to keep an eye on. They obviously got to the playoffs for the first time in their history last year. I think they've also added well. They've got a new head coach coming in Simon Cross. He's got a lot of experience being at Worcester Warriors, been a defense coach before, now a head coach, but bringing in a lot of sort of top-class rugby first-hand coaching experience from the Premiership. You've got players like Robinson coming back at 10. Jason obviously, Robinson, he's been in France for the last couple of years, but if you look back, MLR fans, so a few seasons ago, he was really sort of the bright spark in an exciting offense. But they've also added, a strong set piece. They've recruited very well. They're building on of last year. I think they've got a great ownership group in Sheehy as well and his crew there. Don't sleep on Old Glory for me.
No, we'll come on to predictions later on, but that is going to be a quality game to open things up. Then we go to Miami versus Chicago. Miami, obviously new to the league, Corbs. Chicago, we know a little bit about. We talk about them for a little while. But with Miami, brand new franchise, always a little bit skeptical as to how they might start. But I really am intrigued by the way that they've had a good run, a good runway into this tournament. They've had time to build. They've had time to set things up. I went to the facility in Fort Lauderdale. It's amazing. Obviously, they're partnered with Inter Miami. And for me, one of the key players is the Argentinian international. Thomas Cabelli brings so much experience. And I know in terms of being used to be a halfback, it is so crucial in this league to have that sort of general being there to control the play. Also, Benjamin Bonasso coming from New York. He's a back rower. I'll be really interested to see how he goes in Miami colours. Strong over the ball, big talisman. Again, USA domestic player, but that Argentine, Spanish speaking might help him. So Miami, I think at home, going to be a really very difficult side to beat, potentially in some difficult conditions as the season goes on. Chicago, though, Corbs.
How do you not say good things about Chicago? This is the team that obviously knew in the league last year, maybe had a short runway into the season and struggled early on. But by the end of the season, we're racking up some performances and wins that I think everyone took notice of. That away win in Utah, probably a way to cap off how Chicago finished that season. This year, they are a different animal. I think they have probably won the award for best off-field recruitment. Big one for me is Rob Weber coming in, coaching the forwards. This is the guy who was a head coach at Jersey Rugby. They won the championship under him. They had big wins and scalps of Premiership sides or top tier sides in that team. I think him coming in, adding that element to the forwards, another experienced coach onto the coaching board, I think it only strengthened them. Then look at their player recruitment from Nate Orsberger to Dylan Fawcett.
MLR experience.
Yeah, to guys also, you know, foreign players coming into the league. They've got McCarthy, the Eagles nine, yep, to play as well. Yeah, like, I think, you know, yeah, Lucas Rumble, Brad Tucker, they picked up, as well as reinforcements that they'd already signed into this season. Ben Landry, James Scott, who's an experienced operator, yep, as well. George Merrick as well.
I can honestly list.
And then, then you're looking at their front row as well. They have a Georgian international, yes, loose head, who's got top class club rugby experience as well as international experience. You know, they've added so much depth at hooker in the front row. This is a team to really watch in this competition. I think there's a lot of positive signs coming out of Chicago, and really good to see them maybe tussling in the East and not the West for me.
Well, let's talk about the West, because there is the Rugby Rundown Game of the Week. Yes, we have predicted that the Game of the Week is going to be the Seattle Seawolves taking on rivals San Diego Legion in Seattle. A very tough place to go. And before we get Corbs and his opinions, obviously, of his San Diego Legion side, I sat down with head coach of Seattle Seawolves, Alan Clark, to get the scoop as to how his side are doing and how they're preparing for this big encounter. So here I am with Seattle Seawolves head coach, Alan Clark. Clarky, thank you so much for joining me. A former San Diego Legion player, feels a bit odd that I'm now questioning a Seawolves head coach when it is such a big game in round one of MLR action. I mean, first and foremost, how are you doing? But how much are you looking forward to a big rivalry against San Diego starting again this Saturday?
Yeah, when the first fixtures came out and it became clear we're playing what is our greatest rival, because of location and, you know, the continuous success of both teams over the number of years that the MLR has been in operation, it got everyone's excitement up. And I think that's the word for us this week. We're excited to be playing at home, to be playing against a good side, such a good side like San Diego, who got to the finals last year. And we're excited to be, you know, given an opportunity to show what we've put in place to date.
Now, talk about what you've put in place, because I'm looking at your roster and I'm looking at some of those new signings that you've made. I mean, in particular, Kurandrani in the midfield. I think Mac Mason at fly half, you know, I know he hadn't played for a year, but he's a brilliant operator, showing when he played at Austin. Hugh Taylor, who I know quite well, on the back row. You've really sort of brought in, I mean, Joe Taufete, like, I mean, there's quite a few names. How have you felt in terms of gelling this, you know, quite star-studded now squad together in the Seawolves?
Yeah, we worked hard throughout the summer to, I suppose, put together a squad that we feel can compete at the back end of the season and still be playing a good brand, a strong brand of rugby at the back end of the season, and to have competition within our ranks. So, yeah, it's a new squad. We've had two pre-season games, like most sides in the MLR. The real test will be this Saturday. But as I say, the boys are excited. They've gelled very well on the field and off the field. And we're looking forward to the test on Saturday.
When you think of lessons of the past, you know, and just in terms of losing a, and I'm not rubbing it in personally, Clarky, trust me, losing a Western Conference final last year, obviously losing then in the final the year before against New York, you know what? Do you reflect on that in terms of take it and learn from it? Or is it kind of, no, it's been and gone, we're a brand new side?
I know, I feel you're always learning in sport, and particularly in professional sport. And I'm a great believer that if you feel you know it all, then really it's time for you to move on and do something else. Having a growth mindset's critically important. Have an ambition in terms of how you play and how you behave as a team and as individuals. And ultimately having the ambition to be successful on the field. Every team sets out every year to win the Shield, no matter what tournament you are in the world. And there can only be one winner, but along the way you can win many battles. And last season for the Seawolves was the most successful in terms of win-loss ratio, and yet it still wasn't enough. So that ambition burns deeply within me. But as a coach, you got to chunk your season and you build towards the knockouts. And then once you get to the knockouts, anything's possible.
And for you, in terms of that build, I see, you know, talking to star-studded players, you've also brought in Chris Latham. That came out in public recently. You know, working with Chris and his experience, not just from his playing days, but obviously as a coach now, you know, how important that was that for you to bring in someone like him?
Yeah, you know, we were coach light over the last couple of years, and myself and Val and Nessie really were looking after many aspects along with some senior players, and senior players have done a magnificent job, but as a club we felt we needed one more coach, and it's been fantastic to welcome Chris on board with Nessie and myself.
And just in terms of the build of the whole thing, obviously being still at Starfire, I want to bring it almost now to that San Diego game. You know, you're expecting no doubt a big, big crowd coming, and just the excitement that it would have to be San Diego. Why is it such a rivalry, in your opinion, that game?
Yeah, there's history there in terms of knockout rugby. As I said already, you know, they're our closest team to us. You're on the west coast of the States. A lot of the boys know one another. Some of the owners know each other. And, you know, that all builds and creates a crescendo of excitement and anticipation and competition. And, you know, there's a bit of history there of the Sea Wolves winning down in San Diego.
There is.
to attain their second shield, or our second shield. And, you know, you look at how San Diego have built their roster over the last couple of years, and some of the individuals that they've brought into the squad. And certainly in the last couple of seasons, they've had depth in every position. So, you know, rivalry is good for the sport. It's good for our supporters. And, you know, come Saturday, it's most likely one team will be successful. But that's not going to define the season. It's just an indicator of where we are at this stage of the season.
Now, without giving too much away, this is a preview show. So I'm just wondering, Clarkie, kind of how are you maybe going to go about picking off this San Diego Legion team? Whatever you can say, give us a little snippet.
Yeah, if you look at the profile of our squad, we've brought in players with pace. We've bolstered our forward unit. And we feel we're a team that can play a number of styles of rugby, but ultimately we want to excite our fans. We want people to fall in love with the game of rugby. So whilst as a club and as a team, there's a desire to win the Shield, a burning desire to win the Shield, there's also the bigger picture from our ownership and everybody involved in the club to grow the game in the USA and particularly in the Pacific Northwest. That's a huge strength of what the Sea Wolves represent. I'm trying not to answer your question, obviously.
I can feel it. It's like, what are you going to do off a five-man lineup? What are you going to do off a midfield?
Oh, yeah.
I don't know. I don't want to drag it out of you, but I find it always interesting. I just find, like, you guys with yourself in charge, you're very consistent. It's shown throughout the years in Seattle. And I almost want to round it up by saying, yes, how are you going to go about beating San Diego, but how are you going to go about, clearly you want to go after that shield this year? And I would say, you know, how are you going to feel? Because I reckon you probably are one of the teams that do have like a favourites tag to going all the way.
Yeah, I feel if I was to share anything with you, it would be what I shared with our player group this morning. I want them to enjoy being the best versions of themselves. And I've said that in the past to squads. And there's probably been an element within the group who it didn't necessarily connect with because it right. didn't really believe. I believe now that we have a squad who there's depth, there's competition, there's going to be huge disappointment tomorrow when the team is announced. And that's healthy for us as a squad as a whole, but also shows the quality that we have within the group.
Well, Clarkie, I wish you all the best against my former teammates. It's going to be a cracker. It's our rugby rundown game of the week for sure. San Diego against the Sea Wolves. So all the best for the season, Clarkie. Thanks for coming on.
My pleasure. Absolutely.
awesome to hear from Clarkie. And yeah, exciting times, I'm sure, for Seattle Seawolves fans, players alike. Obviously, we recruited a number of coaches in Gleason and Latham to team as well.
Brilliant.
I think, you know, there's going to be a tough one to tussle with. And, you know, Alan Clark on game day is always a fiery character. I'm not sure he'll be allowed pitch side as he usually is with his headset on. So I'll probably be closer to him in the action where the coaches' boxes are. But yeah. What a way to kick off round one with them looking very good. Another team that's recruited well and strong, you know. No bones about it. This is going to be a very tough first game for us at San Diego Legion.
I'll talk to San Diego Legion. Go on then, Corbs. This is your time. What are San Diego fans, what are they got to be excited for? What are the players to watch?
San Diego Legion fans, lots to be excited. Obviously, last year, a very successful year on the field, especially throughout the season. Not the result you wanted at the end. There is some chop and change to the team, but they bolstered their ranks with some really good recruitment. One of the big ones for me, and big being the pun, is Greg Peterson coming into the second row. Tons of experience in the big Premiership, man. USA Rugby Eagle. I think that's a big statement signing as well. Hugh Roach in at hooker as well. Tried and tested in this league. Very experienced, I think, adds some great experience there. And then you've got Connor Tupai at nine. Obviously, big shoes to fill and no Richard Judd, but he is another exciting player. Premiership experience. Won the Shoot Shield with Randwick coming in. Lots to cheer about here for the San Diego Legion. Lots of continuity and big name players also returning as well.
It's going to be a big game. That is the Rugby Rundown game of the week, Seattle versus San Diego. But now let's go to Texas, because that's also going to be a massive game. It's the Houston Sabercats take on Utah Warriors. And Houston, we've bigged them up on this show, even in our short time of being around. They've picked up some really quality players, but I want to start in their coaching department, because I was speaking to Christian Dyer about how they're looking to develop. And one of the things they really want to develop is their defense. I always remember when we played against Houston, it was always something where you could pick off later on in the game. They weren't great in the second half of a match. And that defense has to be on ball. And with a new signing of head coach or head defensive coach of Ryan Nell, that might bring that. And also the experience of someone like Sam Hill in the midfield. Played with Sam in the Premiership at Exeter. He's got a load of experience with the Chiefs and also Sale. He then comes to the Sabercats midfield. He has the ability to ball play and attack, but also has a really quality ability to bang. He loves to make big hits, so expect that potentially at 12. And then even just across the board, I look at a couple of new signings in the front row, Corbs, I'm sure you're excited about to see. Hooker, Peter Aniasu. I probably said that completely wrong, but here, hooker from MPC looks like a powerhouse of a ball carrier, replacing Dean Murr, which is a big person to replace. And then also Max Van White and Van Wyk, we've also talked about on this show, the Toulouse and Poe top 14 South African experienced player coming into to the front row. So Houston across the board looks strong, man. Against the Utah side, who, well, you just played them in a preseason the other day.
And yeah, boy, did they come out swinging. Obviously, they lost their opener to LA, and that had a few people question marking maybe Utah this season. I'm telling you, Utah are going to be a team this year. Obviously, saw my own boys struggle up there, and I think they just, you know, come with a really complete game. I think you've got Joel Hodgson at 10, second year in the seat, now knows the MLR. He's very experienced operator. I think they always have a big physical pack. Players returning like Paul Mullen, new experience in the second row, some decent operators there as well. And just on a whole, a team that's quite well-rounded, big and physical in the forwards, lightning on the transition with players like Caleb McInay at the back there on turnover. This is a well-oiled machine. I think they match up quite well with Houston as well in the forwards. They'll be able to hang with them in the set piece. Don't sleep on Utah again. I think the West is absolutely stacked.
I'm looking forward to getting some predictions from you, Corbs, later on. We come to our predictions section, Crystal Ball Challenge. But that is going to be a top game. And then to finish things off, two last games on the Sunday, Anthem against the champions, the reigning champions, Free Jack. Anthem, I don't really know where to start, because I feel like it's unfair of me to make predictions on a team that we know very little about. But I went through their roster, and there are some good players still in that group. Led in the front row, of course, by Jake Turnbull. He's going to be massive for them. I mean, that MLR experience he brings, USA Eagle now as well. Like, he has to step up and be a leader in that front. But then if I look in the backs, they've also got some quality MLR experience. You know, Cleveland Lobster, ex-Utah Warriors operator, usually found at 10, potentially at 15. He, Namibian international as well. So he's got a lot of experience. And then David Steele, the beast on the wing, the former seven. He's an absolute legend. I mean, he is a mountain of a man.
Yeah.
And then also, I'm going to probably going to butcher this pronunciation, but T. Rangatira, who was a center in Atlanta, I'm sorry for the pronunciation, but he has some fast feet. So if they can get solid ball corps, what I'm trying to say is like they actually have the potential to make things happen. But going up against the Free Jacks, what do you think of the Free Jacks coming in? Can they go back to back?
They definitely have the potential. This is a side that you just can't sleep on. You know, so much talent across the board. Lots of domestic, you know, real standouts in their team. They've also bolstered their ranks, bringing in players like Carl Bailey as well. Very seasoned and experienced. Canadian international, played at Old Glory last year. Had a great season there. Caleb Geiger from the US Eagles, a real powerhouse there. And I think obviously under coach Scott Mathey, this is a team that I think really showed what they were capable of. He's a real thinker of the game. He's got a culture, continuity. I think they have, you know, so many big players returning from last year. I think they're very clever with him. They've got some real Canadian talent in that team as well.
Yeah.
This is a team that I think have all the marks to go again. They're going to take some stopping. And I think the future is very, very bright for them.
Right, last game, and good last game, because this is when I introduce myself as I will be broadcasting on Major League Rugby this season, and this is going to be my first game. It's RFCLA taking on Dallas Jackals. Again, RFCLA, a new team on the block. What do I think of them? Well, again, looking across their roster, there's plenty of excitement. They've obviously got that sort of, not core group, but plenty of players came over from Atlanta when the transition was made. And I look in the back line and some really exciting talent. Obviously, the likes of Jason Emery. I think he's one of the best centers that's been in the MLR. Andrew Coe, the Canadian on the wing. He's exceptional. James Stokes, they brought him from the Premiership. London Irish, you all know him, I'm sure, well, Corbs. There's a lot of good quality in the backs. I do question what they've got in the pack. I know I see Semi Kunatani, the Fijian Sevens guy. Loads of experience at Harlequins, cast in the top 14. So it might be a sort of team whereby if they keep injuries down, they might be really difficult to play against. At home, against Dallas Jackals, though, Dallas, I see them being better this year.
I think Dallas are a team that are going to go from strength to strength. Obviously, they've struggled a little bit in their couple years in the league of just trying to find that consistency and being able to win. But last year, they did get over the hump. They showed that they're what they're capable of. I think they add more to the front this year. Similar coaching staff returning. They've got a strong Argentinian contingent. Players like Juan Pablo Zis, who you could argue is the best tight head in MLR history in that team. And they had a great set piece. They've added in players like Sam Golo as well, who's just going from strength to strength, an Eagle standout, really sort of strengthens their contingent.
But they haven't really talked about it in the media that
much. Yeah, they've been very quiet. That's why my name's... I don't want to be like, oh, I'm not giving them enough dues. But just knowing that I think this is a team that maybe has been building season on season, I expect an uptick as well. And that's why the West is going to be, you know, again, really, really tough. Is that there's no sleepers in that league. LA are strong as well. You know, bring it on.
Oh, I know. Well, look, that is your round one preview of the teams. We'll come on to the predictions later on in the show, but there's a lot to get excited for. All the games on the Rugby Network, so make sure you check out your MLR round one. So here we are, the exciting bit of the show. Major League Rugby, the Rugby Rundown's Crystal Ball Challenge. Predictions of what we think is going to happen. We're probably going to be so wrong. I'll probably definitely be wrong. But let's give it a go. A big round one coming up. And well, first game, it's Nola Gold versus DC, Old Glory. And I just think DC have got enough in the tank. Speaking of Danny Tusitala earlier, how can I not be inspired that they're going to go to Nola and get a win? So I've got them by 6 calls.
Ooh. First of all, I just want to give a full disclaimer. Please do not take offense by my picks or take it out on my team. If you're
you know
a rival
to find
team
on social
games,
media,
on the weekend,
go and give them abuse.
I'm just coming here with the love. But that one, I think, is a coin toss for me. I honestly think it's probably a 3-6 point. I'm going to go Nola by 3.
We're going with the home side, staying safe. Okay, we move on to Miami versus Chicago. I think we're going to agree on this one. Chicago just have too much. Miami might just take a few weeks to get going. So I am going to say I'm going to go Chicago by 15.
I think it's a Chicago win. I think the travel as well will be new for Chicago. I think Miami will be better than maybe people think. I'm going to go Chicago by 8.
Okay, a little bit closer. Fair enough. Let's go to Houston versus Utah. That's going to be an epic. Utah have always done well in Houston. They got a brilliant win there last year. And I just think, I always think with Utah, if they can just start an MLR season well, that trajectory for them, they could be in the playoffs doing exceptional. I am going to go for Utah. I'm going to go for Utah by 10.
Wow.
I just think they're attacking threats across the board, and seeing the job they did on the San Diego Legion in preseason, looks good.
I'm going to go Houston by 7.
Completely go. Why? Tell me why. What's your logic?
I just think that the Houston are going to be pretty good this year. I think the travel is always a massive factor in the MLR. Utah have played 2 home games in a row. They haven't traveled yet. And to me, I think that's a pick'em game. And I just think maybe the home side, I favor them a little bit.
Okay. Now, before we come to our game of the week, because that's going to be very interesting, what we both say, Anthem versus New England. Anthem, any fans out there, I'm sorry. I'm sure it's going to come, but you're going against the champions. First up, I've got New England. I don't have to say much more. New England by 25. I'm sorry.
I don't know this one. I think this one is just so hard to predict. I think the Free Jacks,
a disaster.
I think the Free Jacks win, but probably my instinct is by 18 points. I'm going to go with Anthem, just home field. And
David still getting a try.
Yeah, just I think they did all right against Miami in their little hit out that I heard. So I'm going to give them by Free Jacks by 18.
Now, LA taking on Dallas, RFC LA's first game coming up. Broadcasting on that, like I should say again, I think LA have got this. I really do believe some of their attacking threats, led by someone like Jason Emery in the midfield, they've got some top quality there. I am going to go LA coming off the back. Hopefully they have a big crowd there because that's after HSBC Sevens. Big support for them. I'm going to go LA by 5. So I do think it'll be tight though.
Again, I think this is another pick and one. And I think there's going to be a lot of this in the MLR. Again, I think LA at home, the crowd, I think their starting team, from what I heard, is actually very, very good. You saw that in the result against Utah. For me, the issue is the only question I have for them is depth as the season goes on. And that's everyone's first year struggle. Yeah. So it's like not even a critique. So I'm going to go LA. Sorry, Dallas. I do think you definitely have potential to win. I'm going to go LA by 3.
Tight
game. Tight. I think it's going to be tight games pretty much across the weekend, except maybe that Free Jacks.
Tight. Okay. And then finishing it off. It's the big one in Seattle. San Diego going to Seattle Seawolves. Now, look, I remember as a player last year, getting that win in a Legion jersey meant a lot. It is a very tough place to go, stuff fire. After speaking to Alan Clark and seeing the signings that Seattle have made, I think even you understand how much of a challenge it's going to be. Like, and in March, who knows what the weather's going to be like. I just see Seattle doing this. I think it'll be tight, but I'm going to go for Seattle by 7.
Fair. I think this game for me, I think Seattle deserved to be favorites. As much as there was the win last year, I don't think that accounts for as much. I think there are 2 reasonably new teams that I think Seattle has strengthened well. I think it could be close. And for me, I will take a 1-point win by San Diego Legion because I feel like that will be enough for me to be a happy man. So come on, the Legion, let's go.
Oh, the day that Corbs goes against Legion with the day, you know he doesn't have a job there. but that is it for the Crystal Ball Challenge.
I ride for my team.
That is it. That is for round 1. Please disagree with us. Love you to get involved. You have been listening to a shortened version of the Rugby Rundown MLR 2024 kickoff special. Make sure you go and watch the full episode only on the Rugby Network, where we have got lots more. We've got Sam Goller, Dallas Jackals and USA star, and we've got an MLR legend in Danny Tusitala from DC Old Glory. We've also got Corbs going down the Rugby Rundown for the Six Nations, plus a bit of USA Sevens catch up. So to get that full episode of MLR 2024 kickoff, go to the Rugby Network and get yourselves all ready for that MLR season ahead.